go, wow, this is the whole war. This is what we're doing. And we didn't even spend the money. Because they go, if you're going to take a shower here in the shower building, you might want to wear your tennis shoes and extra socks. Because if you'll notice, this is all Russian equipment. It's from the 70s. We didn't bring new stuff. The Russian stuff is still there. I'm like, did we learn nothing? Really? The Russians? The toughest people on earth. People who tricked Hitler into a snowstorm were freaked out by these people. These people in the middle of the night went, holy crap, they're crazy, and ran home like girls and left everything. They left tanks, they left barracks, they left apartments. They're like, here's the keys, man. You want to give it a whirl? Seriously, we are sneaking out at midnight. This is insane. And they told us, if you're going to take a shower, wear your socks and shoes, because we don't publicize this, but we've had quite a few cases of electrocution. I was like, well, I'm out. I'm done showering. You think I'm going to trust my life to socks and a pair of Pumas I bought at Marshall's for $57? These aren't even running shoes, you moron. They're just cute. They're accent shoes. I'm not going to trust my life. It's horrible. I didn't shower for like, I don't know, 13, 14 days. I know, it's gross. It's even gross to admit, but I'm admitting it. Then they drop you off in the DC airport, and you're on your own to get yourself home. Fine. I need to go to St. Louis for Christmas. I go to the airport bar at 6 a.m. I still haven't showered. There's nowhere to shower. I have glasses on, no makeup. My hair is in a baseball hat that they've given me that says USO. It's a free just hat. I go in the bar, there's one guy, he's about 70, and he's hammered. I thought, good for you, sir. I don't even know how this happens or why it happened, but it's 6 a.m. in D.C., and you're at the airport hammered. I don't even know what the story is, but I'm a fan. I like it. I wish I had that kind of time. Hey, you want to go get drunk? Hey, let's have some fun. Let's go to the airport and not have to fly anywhere. That'll be stress-free and fun for once. So, I don't want to talk to him, though. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm tired, I'm crabby, I'm filthy. I just want to eat American breakfast and speak to no one and get on my plane. And I look down, and I hear from the other end of the bar, this is all here. I kept looking down. I thought, wow, that's the greatest pickup line ever. You can't not look at that person. After that person just did that, now I don't know if you're a bear and I didn't look right, or are you a pirate? What is happening? You can't not. So I look up, he goes, I see your hat, honey. It says USO. Are you with them? I said, I don't know what you mean with them, sir. I just went to Afghanistan and did some shows for the troops. He goes, oh, you did some shows, huh? What are you like a showgirl or a stripper? I was for like half a second, and then I was like, I should marry this guy. Are you serious? I have head lice right now, sir. My hat's moving. My hat's moving on its own. And somehow you look through all this and you see showgirl, stripper, cleaner, upper. You can see.
But it's crazy, like when Kevin had to go through all that shit with the Oscars, it reminded me of shooting Ride Along with him. But it also reminded me how I got the part in Ride Along. Like, out of all the films I've done, that was the most random movie I ever got. Because literally, I was at my house watching a football game on TV, and I get this text from this producer, Will Packer. He's like, gee, I'm getting ready to do a movie, Kevin Ice Cube. I'm going to bring you in for an audition. Send me a picture with your clothes off. I was like, what the fuck? So I'm thinking, Will's kidding, he's bullshit, it's a joke. So I text Will back, naked, or can I keep my shorts on? Will texts back, up to you, with the wink emoji. I'm like, what the fuck? So I call Kev on the phone. I said, Kev, are you getting ready to do Moot Cube? He goes, yeah, we start shooting this week in Atlanta. I said, oh, so this is legit. So I'm trying to get the part. So I drop my shit, I send a naked pic in, right? Now, Now, I ain't take the pick immediately. I mean, I prep my shit a little bit, you know? I mean, I got a little blood, got a little arch in it, you know? I mean, it wasn't here, but about 60, 65%, you know? Just in case my shit gets released, right? Because I remember I prepped my shit, dropped my stuff, and I took like a Captain Morgan's pose. I was like... So I send the pick to Will. I can see on my phone that he opened the pick, but he don't send nothing back. So now I'm like, ah, shit, did I go too far, right? So 2 days go by, I still ain't heard from Will. So now I'm thinking, did I get catfished? So now I'm on the internet, checking all these websites, making sure my shit ain't out there, you know? I'm worried, but I ain't super worried because I prepped my shit, you know? So, because if my shit got released, I was going to be like, that's just regular. Yeah, that's just me walking around. That's just everyday me. I don't know who took that pic. So then 5 days later, Will finally calls you back. He goes, gee, I got good news, baby. You got the part. I said, got the part in what? He goes, Ride Along. I said, oh, I thought you wanted me to come audition for that movie. He goes, Gary, I sent that exact same text to 5 other actors. You're the only one that sent in a butt naked pic. I had to give you the part. You gotta want it, baby, balls out! I was thinking other comedians messing up. Roseanne's messing up, man. Hell, Roseanne got fired from Roseanne. How the hell did that happen? When Roseanne got fired from Roseanne, that's the only headline I saw. I didn't know why she got fired. So then I went back and talked about Twitter getting people in trouble. I looked at her tweets, and she sends some racially insensitive tweets about the head of her network. So I'm reading it, and then I went, I guess I'm always just a little taken back, but not a lot. Just how some white people just don't realize what you can and cannot say about black people. Like I'm around black people a lot, you know? Like, honestly, it's pretty easy what you can and cannot say, you know? Like, you can't say what Roseanne said on Twitter. I'm not gonna repeat it. You can't say that, you know? You can't say the M word. That's obvious, you know? Just some white people won't let that word go. They just won't let it go, you know? Why can't we say it? It's just a word. Can we say it? They be looking at me like I know the answer and shit. Gary, why can't we say it? I don't know, that's the rules. I got bigger shit to worry about than that one goddamn word. Hell, I watch that spelling bee on ESPN every year. There's a lot of goddamn words out there we ain't using. Use one of them motherfuckers once in a while. There's so many words just sitting in dictionary right now, unused.
I'm really good at being bad at driving. I just own it at this point, you know? I actually found a way to get into an accident when my car is parked. It's pretty cool. And if you ever want to try that, all you have to do is go park in the Whole Foods parking lot in Santa Monica and Fairfax in LA. I don't know what your Whole Foods parking lots are like in this neck of the woods. Probably just a Shangri-La of empty spots and white people with dreadlocks or whatever, you know? But in LA, this one parking lot, it's like a thunderdome of hate. It's full of moms that are just like mad from being paleo, you know? And I went there one day and I found a spot right next to one of these flat cars that looks like a Batmobile, like one of those cars that like you can't tell which side's the front, you know? I don't know a ton about automotive stuff, obviously, but if you have to be two-dimensional to get in your car, it's like, ooh, wow, you know, it's fancy. And I pulled in next to it and I assume his side mirror. I couldn't really tell what it was, a protrusion of some kind on his car with my door. And I was like, uh-oh, and I checked and I made sure and it was okay. All the Swarovski crystals were still on and everything. So I start, you know, walking into the store and on instinct, I turned around and I noticed that the driver is in his car on his laptop, you know, because he's Batman. And he's probably looking for crimes to solve, you know, petty crimes. By the way, have you noticed that Batman only goes after like the mentally ill and like petty thieves and shit? It's like Bane or the Joker, and he's like, I'm gonna clean up the scum of Gotham. And you're like, that's a heroin addict. He needs help. Like, maybe if you could invest in the mental health services with Wayne Enterprises, we could actually make some moves in this town and clean it up. Instead of just, like, ripping people a new asshole for stealing office supplies. Seems like you have some issues to deal with. But anyway, he's in his car, and I, like, peered at him, and he was waving at me, so I thought it was fine. So I just continue to walk in the store. And then he hops out of his car, and he's like, "Where the fuck are you going?" I was like, "Whoa, calm down, sir." And he was like, "Don't tell me to calm down. Don't fucking tell me to calm down. You know how much I pay for this car every month? You wanna know how much I pay? $5,000 a month." And I was even more confused, because I was like, that sounds a lot like a not me problem. You know? I was like, oh my God, maybe he didn't even know about the side mirror, and he's just waiting for people to walk by, like, hey, I'm in over my head. Help me out. Help me consolidate. I didn't know what to do, because this guy's like getting in my face, you know? I mean, like, at this point, if we call the cops, what are they gonna do? They're gonna come up, there's no damage. They're gonna be like, I don't know, ma'am, procedure here is for you to punch him in the nuts? I don't know what to do with this situation.